Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's up? It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions right now on the line via Zoom. We have Detonator. They've been in the studio before, but obviously things have changed drastically. Not only has Ben shaved his head, much like me, but things have gone back to the point where we can't have people in person, hopefully sometime soon. But before we jump into everything and we reintroduce everyone, everyone say happy birthday, Jules. Happy birthday,
happy birthday Jules.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Jules.
Yes. Yay.
Smelly geezer.
Yeah. It's really good to be another year older.
Hooray. Happy 25th birthday, brother.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Yep.
We're going to go with that one.
Not the first of those I've had.
So, Detonator guys, why don't you reintroduce yourself and tell us what you do in Detonator?
I'm Alex. I am the front man, do vocals, jump around, try not to hurt myself too much.
Yeah. Work off those COVID pounds.
Oh God. Every day, dude. Telling you the struggle.
I'm Jules. I play guitar, produce the band too. And yeah, stuff. Yeah.
I'm Jake. I play bass. That's about it.
And I'm Ben. I play drums and shave my head.
There you go. And what people might not know, there's also been another change. Jake has become half robot in this time of the pandemic. He half of his body was actually taken over by COVID, and they had to rip his body in half, and the other half was taken over by C-3PO. So, welcome
that
back.
That is correct.
No, it's just good a comment.
The C-3PO being the 1972 Corvair sitting outside on blocks.
Yes, indeed.
That's what we used.
Guys, you guys have a big show coming up October 30th at El Corazon. A little bit of Halloween pre-funk. It's coming on with DRI, Retox AD, and Accused AD. It's going on a Saturday night. You guys pretty pumped for this one?
Yeah,
We're going to be called Detonator AD.
There you go.
This one.
And also Warts AD is playing as well.
Nice.
And okay. DRI AD, a.k.a. Dryad.
Detonatorad. I like it.
I think Detonator is pretty rad.
Detonator is good.
Detonator.
Thirst quencher.
So this show, how many shows have you guys played so far on the comeback tour, post COVID comeback? How many shows?
I think just two, right?
Two. Yeah, this will be our third.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of, I guess, after the whole round of vaccinations and stuff, we got back to rehearsing because we weren't rehearsing at all throughout the pandemic until we all got vaccinated.
Yeah.
And then started booking shows, and then this thing called the Delta variant happened.
Yeah.
And it kind of we kind of vaguely agreed to like take our foot off the gas as far as show booking and just start working on new stuff, which has got sidelined because we shot a video, which is in the process of being edited right now.
Nice.
And that's taking up a lot of time.
Yeah, when you DIY that stuff, there's a reason why you pay someone else to do it. But Jules is really stepping up and getting a college degree in filmography.
Well, Jules, no, I'm frantically YouTubing. Like when I want something to do something, I'm hitting YouTube and going, "Oh, that's how you do that. Oh, cool,
dude." I'm doing the same thing. I'm learning Premiere. Adobe Premiere video editing, and I didn't know a single thing about it, and I'm just teaching myself and letting YouTube be my tutorials. So
I'm using DaVinci Resolve,
cool,
which is another thing that's kind of like Premiere, but the thing is I think Resolve's free. Well, it is free. I don't think it is.
It is now.
But anyway, so learning curve through the roof. It's going to be really good, and I just got a new video card, so now my computer will work properly to be able to finish it.
So bring me to the set. What was the whole the idea of the video? Can you give me that hint yet, or are we yet to is it a surprise?
I don't.
It's kind of creepy, but not really.
Yeah, it's a bit darker than the normal than the last thing we did.
All shot by the band, like we all shot, you know, completely shot by us and who else? Our friend's daughter helped as well.
So it's about as DIY as it gets.
Nice.
We had a camera woman lined up and then my girlfriend's daughter stepped in and holy smokes, man, made it work. Got ourselves a video card and shot with iPhones and GoPros and all kinds of good stuff. It was a fun day.
Nice. So new video, is that new music or is it something that's on the original album?
It's for the
new old stock.
It's the Architects.
Okay, cool.
It's just seemed like it was a good one to do a video for.
Awesome.
Go ahead.
We'll be playing that shortly is all I was going to say. And Alex, what were you going to say?
But we are planning on sitting down and kind of really grinding our teeth and grinding out some new songs here in the next, hopefully within the next year or so. You know, we're going to really kind of commit to writing a whole nother album pretty soon.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Awesome.
I mean, we got a whole bunch of like just bits and pieces and frameworks of songs all kind of ready to start working on. So it's just getting us all in the same room and doing that.
So, you know, you said that you guys first started rehearsing once everyone got vaccinated, but that means that there was, you know, a good 12 to 14 months or so where, you know, you guys were left to your own devices. How did you guys stay sane without that outlet of music? Let's go around the room here. Ben, how did you stay sane during the pandemic, or, you know, did you not stay sane?
Man, it was tough. I went through a lot of life changes through the pandemic that weren't related to the pandemic. So, you know, my outlet was just completely taken away. So, you know, couldn't even go to the gym to get stuff out. Literally had to go running or do calisthenics to kind of channel that energy. But yeah, it was rough. It was rough. We didn't rehearse again until March of this year.
Yeah.
That was our first rehearsal, and we actually tried doing it remotely, and we had some success with that. But yeah, it was tough. It was really tough.
Alex, what about you, man? How did you get it out? How did you stay sane? And how did you work? How'd you stay busy at least?
Yeah, I worked a lot. I work in healthcare, so it just got busier, you know. So. Mm-hmm. A lot of my time was taken up with work related stuff. And other than that, just kind of like I did a lot of gardening So
there you go.
My wife and I do a lot of gardening. We like to grow our own food and a lot, and she loves to grow flowers. So we had this, you know, big English garden out in our place and big vegetable garden. So we kind of, you know, spent time in the yard a lot, and it was nice, you know, it was kind of nice, but at the same time, I was itching, man. I was itching to get back to just, I didn't even care about playing shows. I just wanted to play with these guys, you know, and get, be in the same room and kick out some jams, you know, and that was kind of what I really just, all I really wanted. So at that point, but now I'm excited to play shows again too. And like see our friends and other people. So it's been a journey, let's say.
Jake, you mentioned when we were hopping on Zoom, you said you haven't been on Zoom since school. So I'm assuming you filled your time with school.
Yeah. So I was just going to say, it was basically this, like, but in the classroom. I was pretty busy with that.
Yeah. What do you go to school for?
It's called healthcare technology management.
Okay.
Which is like fixing medical equipment.
Okay. Right on. And Jules, what about you, man? What did you fill your time with? And how do you stay from going insane?
I just off constantly for 14 months.
Oh, wow. That's great. I bet you saw some great material.
I can't walk anymore.
What was that meme? I finished Pornhub.
Yeah, right.
Like, I need something else. I finished Pornhub.
I didn't know there was an end, but I guess there is. Yeah.
Yeah. I finished it.
I have my own business that closed down for the pandemic. But luckily I got unemployment for the majority of the time. So I spent the largest part of the pandemic playing Forge of Empires.
Okay.
And building an imaginary city.
Because you couldn't go out into the regular one, so you had to build one.
Maybe. I'm still trying to figure out why I did that the first
time. I didn't know you did that.
Yeah,
it's a confession time.
When you've got so much time on your hands and you'd like, and I definitely kind of shrank back in on myself, as it were, kind of cut myself off from the rest of the world.
Sure.
And kind of went a bit crackers doing it, but I think once the vaccines were all administered and we were able to get together and play and see friends, and, you know, like we're all friends with each other's like better halves and stuff, and it was just like when we could all finally socialize again. That definitely was a big corner turn as far as like, oh, this is like doable now, and it's not such a mental stress, you know.
Leap.
Well, if we were worried about bleeping, we would have had to bleep that entire first part of Jules. So I mean, we ain't starting with the bleep right now. But guys, let's go back to the first show back. What was it? Where was it? When was it? And bring me back to that moment. How did it feel?
Hillbilly Headbangers Ball at Slim's Last Chance
with Stoned Evergreen Travelers, right?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
We love those guys.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Great band.
Great people too.
Yeah. Even that. Yeah. For sure.
What did that feel like, guys, to get that out of your system and to be back on stage? I bet it was a great feeling.
It was. Cool. It was a little unnerving though, because I just wasn't personally, I can't speak for everyone, but I wasn't used to being around that many people.
Yeah.
And in an enclosed space, even though the show was outdoors, you know, in their outdoor bar area.
Yeah.
People were still like right on top of each other. And like, you know, I'm a little more cautious, you know, because I work in healthcare. I have to be.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, that went away pretty quick once you're on stage and that first note hits, you know, and you kind of get into that zone, and all of a sudden it's just you, the dudes you're on stage with, and the people in front of you.
Yeah.
And just that energy being shared back and forth between you and the stage, is between you and the audience, and them throwing it back at you and you throwing it back at them. And it's this great cycle that kind of really can't be beat, you know?
You climbed up on a tiki hut.
And luckily, I didn't fall off.
So. And bust your ass.
Yeah,
it's pretty rad.
You were more careful getting down than I've seen you be in the past, though.
Yeah, because I don't want to break my hip now that I'm an old man.
Nice.
No, it's, you know, with age comes wisdom,
right?
And caution.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, I don't bounce back as well as I used to.
Right on. Well, getting back to shows, and again, you guys are going to be playing October 30th at Elcor Zone. Bit of a, like I said, a Halloween pre-funk with DRI, Retox AD, Accused AD, and there was another one, right? Warts.
Warts. Which is some of the guys from All Bets on Death, if anybody's familiar with them.
Motogeist, too.
And Motogeist, yeah.
They're really good. Really good friends of ours as well, so.
Nice.
Yeah, tight band. Tight like a tiger.
Tight warts.
That sounds like a ballet dancer's disease.
I know, right? Jesus. All right, well, we're going to go into a song. This is Detonator Architect. We'll be back with more on Loud Local Stay Home Sessions. Architect by Detonator here on Loud and Local Stay Home Session. They're going to be playing with DRI, Retox AD, and Accused AD, as well as Warts, Saturday, October 30th at El Corazon. So being that it is probably going to be a lot of people dressed up in their Halloween costumes, I have prepared a couple Halloween questions for you guys, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So let's start with you, Jake. What is your top horror movie you got to watch every year? Or maybe just your favorite horror movie, or a couple favorites, if you can't just pick just one.
Oh, boy, let's see. I like, when I was a kid, I used to really like Children of the Corn. That one used to always get me. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yep.
Although I got to admit, I'm not super into those, into horror movies, but those are the first two that come to mind for me.
Cool. Jules, what about you, man? Are you not so much of a horror fan, or you dig it?
I'm not a huge, you know, I'm not one for like massive special effects and stuff. I mean, Evil Dead 2 comes to mind.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like the best movie ever.
Yep.
It's amazing. And I don't know, would you call something like The Omen horror?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's where I'd go. Those are great. But yeah, the kind of Saw movies franchise and stuff like that.
Oh, torture porn? Not a fan?
It's boring. I've done too much of it myself.
Fair enough.
Alex, not what the about fake
you?
Stuff.
Yeah, what about you, Alex?
I'm gonna go with the whole Evil Dead trilogy. I'm a big Bruce Campbell fan.
Yeah.
I even went to go see the musical a couple of years ago.
Nice. Did you get in the splash zone?
No, I was smart enough to stay away. It's cold out.
You're like, I've seen Guar before. I get it, guys. I get it.
Exactly.
Oh, I got to add one. Dead Alive.
Yes.
That's another one that comes to mind. That old Peter Jackson one. That's a good one.
When he takes the lawnmower and it basically a chainsaw, that was badass.
That's the climax of the movie, man. Yeah, that's a good one.
Ben, what about you, man? Favorite horror movie?
I'm not really a horror dude.
Fair enough.
But Nightmare Before Christmas. Is that a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie?
It's somewhere in between.
Is it a horror movie?
Not really, but
no. But it's I'd say it's Christmas, but you know, it's scary. It's got the good vibe. It's somewhere in between. Okay. So thinking back to your childhood, what was your favorite Halloween costume you ever wore? Jake, let's start with you.
I went as C-3PO one time.
Nice.
And I guess I'm bringing back the voice for it now.
Bringing it back. Jules, what about you?
Oh God. So I was really into Spider-Man when I was a kid, but we were really poor, so getting a Spider-Man costume, like buying one, was not a thing.
Option. Yeah.
So my grandmother knitted me one.
Yes.
And I'm telling you now, I was not happy because, like, you know, Spider-Man's all like kind of cool and slick. And this was this like bulky, woolly, like itchy Spider-Man.
The frumpiest Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's not like Lycra or spandex or whatever. Yeah, it was like yarn.
Itchy-ass wool that didn't fit properly. Kind of, it was sort of Spider-Man colors, but didn't really look like Spider-Man at all. So that was my favorite Halloween costume.
Bootleg Spider-Man.
A for effort, Grandma.
Yeah. Alex, what about you, man?
Oh, God. I think for like 5 years, I was just like a punk rocker. But it was like the 1980s version of like, you know, the kind of punk rockers you see in bad movies. Mm-hmm. Because when I was like eight, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
You know, colored hairspray, all that stupid stuff. But
nice.
But it was fun.
And Ben, what about you? Do you have any Halloween costumes when you were growing up that stand out?
dude, when we were 13, like, we were too old to go trick-or-treating. So I don't even know. We were sober. We weren't even drunk. We got a bunch of trash bags and poked three holes. This is my crew back in Springfield, Virginia. Mm-hmm. Poked holes in them, taped cans and other trash can items to these trash bags, and basically went around town grabbing up all the candy out of all those bowls. And, you know, people were just looking at us like, get the fuck out of here.
You're cool. You <too. laughs> Well, you did go trick-or-treating. So that brings me to my next question, Halloween question. Favorite candy? Mine is probably Snickers. Jake, what about you?
I think the Baby Ruth.
All right. Nice. Jules, what about you? Favorite candy?
Well, maybe some British thing we never heard of.
Yeah, I could just make anything up here now. Can I say any word?
Coal.
Well, I don't really eat sweet stuff much, even though I do like it. Okay, favorite candy. It's going to be a bit froofy. Ghirardelli 72%. Cacao chocolate. Wow.
Fancy. I like it.
You can get that in the Newcastle neighborhoods.
Yeah. Or, fuck, I don't know.
All right.
At your age, it's like Werther's Originals or something.
I don't.
Grandma candy.
I actually do like Werther's Originals.
Mentos. All right. Mentos. Alex, what about you, man?
I'm a Kit Kat guy, man. I love Kit Kat.
Okay, right on. Yeah. And Ben?
I'm with Alex, man. It's either Kit Kat or Reese's Peanut Butter Cups for me.
Right on, right on. Oh, Jules is going to puke.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. No.
It's delicious. It's
they
delicious.
Are wrong. They are fundamentally wrong.
I love
no, what's, Reese's. What's wrong? Too. What's wrong is Bovril. You drink meat-flavored soda.
What?
Well, it's not soda. It's more like a drink. It's actually pretty good.
It's a meat-flavored drink.
Meat-flavored?
Yeah. It's kind of like a broth.
Jake is our honorary Brit historian here.
Interesting. I like it.
He's got an MA in British culture.
At least we don't eat fake chocolate filled with sand.
Hey.
You don't cultural talk about difference. Them Reese's peanut butter cups like that.
Well, it's only because our teeth can take it.
Oh my God. All right, guys. Well, so
shots fired.
You mentioned that, you know, once you guys are going to hunker down and write some new material, are you expecting to maybe record an album sometime 2022 or hope to?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Definitely. Most definitely. We've already got the title for it.
Oh, really? What is it?
Volume 2.
Okay, there you go.
I was going to say, did we discuss this?
I mean, you can't
really just skip straight to 7.
Yeah. Just go volume 7.
I think we should call it volume 11, but leave it up to the
volume 2, like Robin
the interpretation. Was. Bam.
I like it.
Oh yeah,
we multi-layered.
The cover could just be a volume knob that goes to 11.
Nice,
perfect. That's not a bad idea. No one's out there steal that.
Yeah,
patent pending. We could release it in France, call it Volume Deux.
Guys, we're gonna go into gonna go into another song here to end things off. But before we jump into it, any shout outs or thank yous you'd like to send out before your show on the 30th? At Ilcor Zone with DRI, Retox, AD, Accused AD, and Warts.
Yeah, thanks to Dana for you know, he's always got our back whenever I hit him up about shows that we want to get on. If he can, he'll submit it and to get on these things. So that's just awesome. Big shout out to Dana Sims.
And generally the people that come to our shows, thanks for hanging out and coming to see us.
I'd have to second those
emotions.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Right on. Well, do you know, also, before we jump into it, do you know when we can expect the music video to premiere?
Yeah, Jules, when can we expect that?
Sorry to put the heat on you.
I'm trying to get it done before that show. I'm trying to get it finished before that show. So hopefully, but if not, then sometime very soon.
I guess we could plug our Facebook. It'll be up there. What is it? Detonator Seattle or something like that? What is it called? I'm the one guy who's not on there. Look us up. It's with the umlaut.
Yeah, it's Detonator with an umlaut. Look it up, damn
it. And we'll it'll be posted there.
I'm pretty sure it's Detonator USA.
Detonator USA, okay.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, okay. So again, the show is October 30th at El Corazon with DRI, Retox AD, Accused AD, and Warts. We're going to go into the song Afterburner. Guys, it's been awesome talking to you guys again and reconnecting.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin.
See you, man.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Have fun at the show. And here's Afterburner on a Loud Local Stay Home Session.
Afterburner, a fire breathing dragon made of blood and steel. Afterburner, a fire breathing dragon made of blood and steel. Afterburner, a poison.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.